Police in County Durham have defended their decision to stop targeting cannabis users who grow the drug for their own consumption. Durham's Police and Crime Commissioner Ron Hogg said prosecuting people who grow the drug on a small scale was not a priority for the force and most would be given a caution. Mr. Hogg told the BBC a new approach is needed.
I served 30 years in the police service. I was just saying to a colleague, my first drugs raid in 1979, and I've not seen anything change. We need a different direction, and that's what I'm trying to encourage here, that we can have a national debate, a sensible debate about drugs use across the board, and people need to listen. The current strategy doesn't work, the current legislation doesn't work, and as I say, the thrust of what we're trying to do is to minimise harm through taking a sensible approach to drug use and not a soft approach.
Ron Hogg in Durham. With me now is Professor David Nutt. He's a professor of neuropsychopharmacology at Imperial College in London and chaired the UK's advisory committee on the misuse of drugs until 2009, when he resigned over the government's policy on cannabis. And joining us from Bristol is Simon Stevens. He's the director of casework at the addiction charity Addiction UK and is himself a former cannabis addict. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you both very much indeed for coming in. A response from you both, first of all, to what Ron Hogg has said. David Nutt, what do you think?
Well, I think it's about time. We realise that the police are spending about £500 million a year criminalising young people for possession of cannabis. We could build two hospitals, or we could do some proper policing with that money. So it's policing cannabis the way it's being currently policed is a waste of time and money. And I think it's demoralising the police force, and that's one of the reasons I think he wants to change things.
What he says, though, is that this is not advocating a free-for-all, and that in his word, cannabis does cause harm.
Oh, sure. I mean, all drugs can cause harm, but cannabis is one of the less harmful drugs. It's certainly less harmful than alcohol. And many countries have made it decriminalised without any obvious damage to the health system and a lot of savings in terms of crime costs.
Simon Stevens, to you, what do you think of what Ron Hogg said today?
Well, I welcome what Ron Hogg has had to say, and I welcome what Professor Nutt's got to say as well. It's high time we did have a very sensible debate about what's going on. My fear is, and as a former cannabis user, is that it will lead, if there's a message that says it's okay to use drugs, it will inevitably lead to more people with mental health problems. And I would slightly challenge what Professor Nutt said, that there is data coming out of the United States. In those states where cannabis has been legalized, the consumer base has increased, and that in turn will lead to more people with mental health problems.
David Nutt, do you accept that?
Yes, but I think overall what we're seeing from the US experiment, particularly Colorado, is people switching from alcohol to cannabis. So cannabis harms go up, but alcohol harms go down. And because alcohol is more harmful, there's a net benefit.
Simon Stevens, just go back to your own experience in terms of the impact that taking cannabis had on you. Tell us what happened.
Well, it caused for me psychosis and paranoia. And it was a very distressing strait that I found myself in. I think the actual question here has to be not whether cannabis is illegal or illegal. I think either paradigm causes problems. But I think the question should be, why is it that as a society we need to keep using psychoactive substances simply because we can't cope with our lives? And that should be the fundamental driving question, not really whether something's illegal or not.
If you want that to be the fundamental driving question, how hard is it to persuade people of that particular viewpoint?
I think it's very hard to do that because many people will, particularly for example, they see alcohol as being a very long-term cultural thing. But we really do need to ask why it is that we drink so much more than our European counterparts and why we stand at the top of the drug use tables. There is something wrong with our society.
David Nutt, I sense you agree with that.
Yes, I mean, I certainly don't encourage people to use any drugs, but if you're going to use drugs, cannabis is one of the less harmful drugs, but the more harm comes from being prosecuted for cannabis possession. We have created an underclass of about 1 million young men in this country in the last decade who've been given criminal records for cannabis possession, and they cannot get jobs in the civil service or teaching or the armed services, etc. And we've almost forced them into a life of crime and drug dealing. So criminalization of drug users is exactly the wrong thing to do.
Well, let me just focus on that for a moment, because you'll be aware of what the current penalties are. And obviously among those speaking out today in response to what's emerged in Durham is Mike Penning, who's currently the Minister for Policing, Crime, Criminal Justice and Victims. He said the government has no plans to legalise cannabis as there is clear scientific and medical evidence that it can damage people's mental and physical health, and points to the fact at the moment it is a criminal offence that could see you in jail for 14 years.
Yes.
Well, that's... Yes.
You wouldn't argue with the first part of that, presumably?
Well, I would argue that criminalising people for possession of cannabis is pointless, because it actually drives them into a worse place than the cannabis will drive them. And we don't need to do it. We're just pouring money into policing a drug which is relatively harmless, which has been legal in the Netherlands for the last 30 years, where we have seen no increase in problems with psychosis. We've seen remarkably low levels of alcohol consumption. So the people focus on cannabis because it's an easy target, not because it's a harmful drug.
Simon Stevens, come back on that point, if you would.
Well, I would say that the culture in the Netherlands as towards drug use and towards alcohol use is radically different. You only have to look at the British tourist community in the Netherlands and see how they use cannabis as opposed to the local population, and you will see a stark difference. And one of the reasons that the Netherlands wants to crack down on drug tourism is simply because of that. They are seeing this.
I sense from both of you that if there are elements of disagreement, the fact that Ron Hogg says let's have a debate about this is something you welcome.
Absolutely.
Totally, yes. It is time to have a free and frank debate, given that the world has moved on in the last 10 years since the Paddock experiment in Brixton. We have a lot more evidence from many countries that have decriminalised cannabis use, so we've got a much stronger evidential base for being rational about what we do.
OK. Gentlemen, we must leave it there. But Simon Stevens, thank you very much indeed in Bristol.
Good evening.
David Nutt, thank you very much indeed for coming in as well.